I don't like asking people for their money because I don't like it when they ask me for mine. Doesn't matter whether it's the ragged figure squatting on Douglas Street with an upturned hat, or the cashier at the grocery store wondering if I'd like to add a couple of bucks for the aging reindeer appeal. It makes me squirm, makes me desperately try to avoid eye contact, scanning the sky for incoming missiles, or faking a medical emergency at the till. Even the passive pleas trigger a shudder. If a fundraising letter lands in my mailbox, I'll hold the envelope gingerly by the edges, like it's CSI, Vancouver Island, and I don't want to smudge the fingerprints, and rush it to the recycling bin unread, as though opening it might release anthrax spores or, worse, make me feel bad about myself. This is the problem with having a begging hand stuck in your face. It makes you feel guilty about saying no, even when you have perfectly good reasons to do so. And then that makes you resentful, ticked off at whoever has the temerity to put you in that awkward position. You work hard for what you have, or at least don't spend the whole time playing Nanosaur when the boss isn't watching, and don't have a lot to spare. So, to repeat, I don't like asking people for their money. Yet, here I am with my hand out, again. The only time I appear in the newspaper these days is to bang the drum for the Times Colonist Christmas Fund. I feel like Cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation, ruining the holiday season by barging in on the Griswolds uninvited. The TC itself knows there's a risk of alienating readers this way. Not everyone loves facing yet another request for a donation when they crack open the paper. At least readers can take comfort in knowing that the Times Colonist doesn't keep a cent from those contributions. On the contrary, the newspaper soaks up the cost of running the campaign, leaving more money for the people whom the donations are meant to help. Of the $1.12 million raised last year, just shy of 98% went to people in need on Vancouver Island through the charities that serve them. Just over 2%, about $25,000, was eaten up by credit card and online transaction fees. This all leads to an obvious question: if the Times Colonist's annual Christmas fundraiser A, risks annoying the customers and B, sucks resources out of the newspaper, why did it? Because it's necessary, that's why. And because while few of us like parting with our money, most of us want to help our neighbors when they need it, particularly at a time when it's nice to spread the joy. Last year, the fund distributed grants to a record 53 Vancouver Island charities, ones that were best positioned to identify the people who could most use some Christmas cheer, or at least some food in their bellies. The biggest grant, $250,000, went to the Salvation Army in Victoria, helping pay for such things as food, clothing and toys for 5,000 people. The Mustard Seed Street Church received $75,000, mostly for food hampers and grocery cards. The TC Fund underwrote the Mustard Seed's annual Christmas meal at the Bay Street Armory, too. Food banks from Souk to Campbell River were able to fill their Christmas hampers. The volunteers at Nourish Cowichan, which focuses on feeding hungry kids in schools, got a grant to ensure those same kids got to eat over the holidays, too. Little niches were filled, with smaller grants going to, for example, small nonprofits that serve women, ensuring that their children would have something under the tree. It can be awkward to ask for money, but it becomes easier when you think of the good that results. How to donate to the Christmas Fund? To donate, go online to tcchristmasfund.com. That page is linked to Canada Helps, which is open 24 hours a day and provides an immediate tax receipt. Checks made out to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund can be dropped off at the Times Colonist office, 201-655 Tyee Road, in Victoria. You can also use your credit card by phoning 250-995-4438 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday.